AMRA. And now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
7:47, you're in the studio with James Maduke. You're listening to Small Business Heroes, and we're into the technology segment, and this particular segment is brought to you by the Business Development Bank of Canada. And if you're a profitable company that's looking for fixed asset lending or non-formula lending or even some working capital, heaven forbid, give Pierre Lauzon a call at bdc.ca. You can also reach pierre.lauzon at bdc.ca. So this segment brought to you by the Business Development Bank of Canada. We're joined in the studio now. We have another franchisee, actually. It's Craig Barrows from CompuSmart. Welcome.
Hello, how's it going?
Pretty good. Yeah. Now we've got the technology segment. One of the things that is kind of a buzz going on for the small business market, and in particular, and even the home small business market, is networking. So what I've asked Craig to talk about is this whole notion of networking. So could you explain for some of the listeners what, when someone says networking about their computer technology, not people, what are they talking about?
Well, very simply, just connecting two or more computers together to share information and resources for home use or business use.
Okay, and what, when you say resources, what do you mean by resources?
Data on your computer. You can network to share the internet as well, which is handy. Share printers, and mainly sharing files.
Okay, so let's go through those sort of a checklist. So let's say, for example, you have a small business. Maybe they're renting office space. They get an internet connection from some company. What happens from there?
Well, from there, they need to obviously connect it to their main computer, their server.
So they've got to pick one.
Yeah, basically. And hopefully they've got high-speed internet access because dial-up is too slow now. They hook it up to that, and then from there they split it off into the other nodes on the network.
Okay. Now, remember the listeners here, they may not know what a node is or a server. So let's walk it through, for example. If you've got more than one machine, you've got to designate one machine sort of as your server or your internet server, correct?
Right.
And then from there, what happens?
Well, from there, you basically connect other machines through a hub or a router.
Okay, now what's a hub or a router?
A hub basically acts as like a splitter box to split the connection between from 4 to, 20 different computers, let's say. A router will allow you to split the internet connection. Well, a router will allow you to will act as a hub as well as split the internet connection to allow someone to share the internet on multiple computers. So a hub is for networking, a router is for networking and internet sharing.
So if someone's looking at sharing something and they've got a couple people in the office, they want to make sure that they're getting a router as opposed to a hub.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
And then the router does the same thing as the hub. I just want to make sure I understand this and that the people listening understand. If they've got they're sharing and they've got to decide how many machines they want to share or devices.
Right. A standard small router box on a retail shelf right now would be a 4-port router.
Okay, ports meaning?
Ports meaning the amount of computers you can plug into the router. So you can plug the high-speed modem into the router, and then you plug each computer that you want into the router as well, and then split the internet connection from there. So with a router, you don't necessarily need a server.
Okay.
It's easier. And if you have an existing network, you can purchase a 1-port router and plug that into the existing hub that's controlling the existing network, and it'll do the same thing for you.
Okay, so we've got the number of nodes or ports that you need. We've got the choice between a router and a hub. Now, a router is called a switch as well, correct?
No, actually, a router is a router. A switch is more like a hub, and it's a smart hub. It will know where to get the information from the quickest. Whereas a hub will travel the network looking for the information, a switch will go directly to the area it needs to go to get the information and grab it.
Okay, so why is that important? Give me an example of why you want to have a switch as opposed to a hub.
Well, it's important if you have a large network and you have a need for speed. when you're accessing your data. But basically, all it is, like everything else in computers, it's speed.
Speed, bigger, better, faster?
Exactly. If you're impatient, just get a switch. It's faster.
Okay. So let's say someone's a graphic designer, for example, and they're doing large print jobs, is that something that they would want to have a switch as opposed to a hub?
For the printing, it depends on how you have it set up. But basically, all it comes down to is a switch is just a fast hub.
Okay.
It's more efficient.
Okay. Well, we'll leave that one then. You just buy a switch. Just forget about the hub. Buy the switch.
Exactly. They're a little more expensive, but not by much, and it's well worth it.
Okay. So. Now, there's often terms that I've heard, you've got a physical device that you've hooked up, but how do you actually cable these machines together? What's required there?
Well, Category 5 networking cable, or there's also an option now where you can go wireless.
Okay.
And
So why don't we look at both of those? Category 5, what... Cat 5, it's called as well?
Yeah, it's just network cable. It's the blue stuff that you see.
On the retail shelves?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And you just lay the cable and wire it up, connect it to the network card on your PC, then to the hub or router or switch or whatever you have.
And you're good to go. Now, this wireless one's kind of exciting. Explain how that works.
It's relatively new on the market, but basically now you can buy wireless access points and wireless routers. So that you don't need any cabling at all. Very, very handy, especially for small business people who don't want to wire up their whole house if they got a small home office. It just saves having to rip apart the floors and the walls to lay cable.
And where's the break? Like, how big a company do you find that can even use the wireless devices? So it's not just for the home office. Obviously, there's small businesses all around using it.
Yes, absolutely. You can share on just one wireless access point well over 20 PCs.
Okay.
So it's worthwhile for small business and.
So under our sort of break even is under 50 employees as a small business, you can have one wireless access point that can support.
Yes,
to 20.
That might be a little slow. You might want to split it up a little more than that. But, yeah, it is possible to do it that way.
Okay. And now one of the things that, anything that goes wireless, one of the things that I always think of is how secure is it?
Well, on the wireless, it depends on what kind of security you're talking about.
What are the different kinds? Maybe you could touch on that.
Well, if you're talking about security as in hackers hacking in from the outside over the internet, if you've got a wireless access point that's also a router, it'll act as what's called a firewall, which will prevent people from hacking in.
Okay.
Which is the type of security that I know about.
Okay.
The other kind I don't.
Okay, fair enough. So we've got physical devices, we've got a router, a switch, a hub. We've got the choice of whether we do a LAN wired one or a wireless, pardon me, and that's basically all we need to get our network wired.
Yep, and the software is built into the operating system if you're running Windows 95 or above, so you don't need any software, and obviously you'd want to make sure that your PCs all have network cards in them.
Okay, so, and that's often called a NIC.
NIC or a network card,
okay.
Or a LAN card, some people call them.
Yeah. Okay, and most machines come with those now?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay, so what are the steps? You've got these devices put together. Do you need an expert to get this set up? Or?
No, definitely not. Just to keep it simple, let's say we're talking about splitting four PCs and sharing one internet connection.
Yes.
A four-port router, you can buy it off the shelf for $150. And basically you connect your high-speed modem right into the uplink on the router, connect your four PCs up to the router, take the original PC that was on the internet to begin with, and it will still work. Mm-hmm. And then from there, there's just a quick instruction sheet that comes in the box that gives you a web address to plug in. You plug in your computer name and number onto the website, and it configures everything for you, and you're instantly sharing the internet.
Perfect. Perfect.
Usually goes over fairly
easily. Usually goes over. And if it doesn't, who do you call?
If it doesn't, it depends on the manufacturer. Don't call me. No, just kidding. Most manufacturers will have a 1-800 number you can phone, and they can work out the kinks. And there's also help online.
Okay, perfect. So if there's three tips for someone that is going to be networking, what would the three things that you would tell them?
First, you'd want to make sure that you know the amount of PCs that you're going to be using on the network. So
not just now, but in the future as well.
Think to the future. And when you're thinking to the future, think about the costs associated with actually going and laying cable as compared with the costs associated with just going wireless to begin with. That would be my main tip for sure, because some people will say, I'm going to go with the wired network because it's cheaper. And then by the time they get done setting everything up and putting in their 2 days of, you know, manual labor, they would have been cheaper off just to purchase the wireless solution to begin with.
So. Okay. And is there another one that you could add?
Another tip for networking? Not really. Actually, yeah, there would be. A lot of people come in and they're searching for networking components. In networking, when you're buying a network card, parts like that, the most expensive isn't necessarily the best.
Okay. So shop around, and where should they shop?
They should shop at CompuSmart, of course.
Absolutely. Where? At Emerald Plaza, I bet.
Yeah, 1547 Maryville Road.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming in tonight.
Thanks a lot.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking, and we've had a franchise retail show today. We've got we've had three owner operators of franchises in the retail environment. So I hope you found some value in tonight's session. Again, I learn something new every time we do this. So if I'm learning something new, I hope you are too. So I hope you had your pen handy. I hope you had your pen and paper. You were ready to go and write things down. I want to just touch on the website again, smallbusinessheroes.com. Please take the time to go and fill in the enter to win. We've got fantastic contests there. We've got lots of great information, and all the past shows are being webcast as well. And again, I also want to thank Pierre Lozon from the Business Development Bank of Canada. Again, if you are looking for some working capital, or you've got some fixed assets, you need some lending or non-formula lender, you can certainly talk to pierre.lozon@bdc.ca. Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night. This is James Maduke speaking. You've been listening to News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll see you next week.